Good morning. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerdith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. So here we are with Phase 3 tomorrow, opening up more things here around the state of Illinois. But things have loosened a little bit in some of the medical facilities, including OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center. And joining us to talk more a little bit about it this morning, I think first time we've had her on the air, she is, I will call her, the new president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center, Lisa DeKeesel. Lisa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming on with us here this morning. Well, things loosening up a little bit, and I guess it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in. It's been kind of a crazy time with all this, and especially for you in healthcare. I mean, I guess the big thing right off the bat, you know, when somebody was coming in, no matter what kind of illness they had, couldn't have any visitors. And I know that not only that wasn't only hard on the patients, but that was hard on the staff as well, I'm sure.
That is very true, Tom. You know, it is our mission at OSF Healthcare to really, truly not only connect with our patients, but with our families and caregivers. And so it really was a difficult time for our patients, but for our mission partners as well, who really, truly understand the value of the support persons in our patients' lives. And so it really took some real planning and thought process in how we could continue to connect our patients even through virtual measures during their hospital stays and their time here on campus.
You know, as far as medically, I know part of the problem with insurance and everything is people use the emergency room, or in the past they use the emergency room as just almost a regular visit at times, which, you know, that wasn't necessarily a good thing. And, you know, that's why sometimes insurance companies will try to, well, we're not going to pay for this and that, and which caused the whole issue. But with this pandemic coming, there was an encouragement, hey, unless it is an emergency, please don't come in. But then there was the other side of it that people, whether they had a medical emergency or not, were kind of scared to go into the emergency room, worried that they were going to get this virus. How has that progressed, and where are we with that now as far as people coming into the emergency room?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to discuss, Tom. And we did see a significant drop in our patient volumes really across the board, and certainly significantly in the ED, as people really were listening and really trying to do what they needed to do to protect their health and shelter in place. But I am proud to say that OSF Healthcare, we really did step up our ability to serve our patients digitally, and really try to stay connected with our patients in that way. We do know that there are some people delayed care that they really needed. I can tell you the Kaiser Family Health Foundation recently did a survey which revealed that 48% of households responding to the survey had someone delay care, and 11% of those patients stated that they had a family member's condition that actually worsened as a result. It really was a difficult time in healthcare because we are here to serve, and knowing that we had patients that needed us and really trying to educate that we could care for them safely in our emergency rooms for emergency conditions, it really was kind of a conflicting time for our patients, knowing they were being asked to shelter in place and remain safe, but yet was it safe to come in and receive care? But even as the number of COVID cases declines, patients with cancer and heart disease and strokes, other chronic conditions, were delaying or foregoing critical procedures, you know. And we want them to know that, you know, those patients that need care, we are ready to provide it safely. We are here to meet their needs. And certainly, and it's so important to reach out and seek care if they're experiencing those types of serious health conditions. So we are well prepared to serve those needs.
Lisa DeKeesel, president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. Well, and as patients are coming back or need to come back, whether it's in, you know, a medical office or for labs or anything, I'm sure they're still in the back of their mind, are they ready for me? Is this sanitary? Which, you know, I mean, I'm guessing you can't find a more sanitary place. But still, I know it's still in the back of people's minds. So what is it that you guys are having to do to ensure people that everything is safe and coming in for whatever it is, that they should be fine?
Sure. I would agree, Tom, and that is so true. There probably really is, honestly, in many ways, no safer place, because we are taking all of the necessary measures to ensure we have a safe environment for our patients. You know, it looks a little different. You know, our waiting areas look a little different. We have chairs that are taken out and spaced apart. We have floor markings to provide cues to maintain safe distances. We've removed items that typically can harbor some of those germs, such as magazines or toys. We have plastic, plexiglass type shields at some at our registration areas. And of course, as patients and or as visitors come in, they are screened and asked to mask unless they are under the age of 2 or have a medical condition, which makes that too difficult to do. So we're taking many measures, including just a greater commitment, even above and beyond, to frequent cleaning and disinfecting of all of our areas. We also are doing daily screenings of all of our mission partners and staff members, including our doctors and our nurses, our therapists. Everyone is required to screen prior to entry into the building and to mask. And just really looking at our scheduling processes to make sure that we are allowing enough time in between patients to space them out accordingly and do all the disinfecting we need to do. We continue our work. We really moved our digital platform along. We were able to really rapidly stand up our digital platform to support all of our virtual visits. OSF, by mid-May, has completed over 53,000 phone visits and more than 16,000 video visits. So we also still have those virtual options available for our patients who maybe just aren't quite ready to come in physically yet into the facilities.
Talking with Lisa DeKeesel, she is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And you touched on a little bit, you know, people putting off things that needed to be done. And part of that was not just you guys. It was more coming from the government that, you know, things that were considered elective surgeries and procedures, whether it was an MRI, maybe you needed a stent, maybe it was a knee replacement, whatever the case may be. Where do we stand now with those types of things, the elective surgeries and procedures?
Yes. We, starting Monday, May 11th, we were able to resume our elective surgeries and procedures under the guidelines of the Illinois Department of Public Health. We have very stringently been following those guidelines, and we began a phased-in approach to resume our elective surgeries and procedures, and that is going very well. One of those guidelines, of course, is to our elective procedures require, as a part of their pre-admission testing, COVID testing to be done 72 hours prior to the procedure. And so that we do have that running very smoothly now as well. We really use kind of an algorithm to bring back those patients that were postponed or had to be canceled to get them rescheduled, and then also, of course, to move forward for our patients who have newer needs. And so I'm really proud of our team here at OSF St. Mary. They've really come together, and we have reignited those surgical services and are really back up and running, and it's going very, very well.
You know, there's talk of the new normal now, and, you know, as we established, I mean, hospitals and medical offices and all that, you know, about as sanitary as you could get, and, you know, the way things already should have been, even with, like, restaurants, like, well, you would just expect that people are doing what they're supposed to do and keeping things clean and sanitary. But with this new normal, as they say, I mean, do you see this kind of changing the way that you guys and other medical providers will do business now?
You know, I think so. I really feel like we've really learned quickly how to be very agile, and I think that includes the community as well. You know, I think that people are actually very resilient, but I think what it has done is really we've seen our community and our patients become much more vigilant about, you know, just infection control practices and their own hand hygiene and really being more focused on their own health, maybe even appreciating things like just taking a walk or experiencing nature, spending more time with family, and also paying more attention to their own health and the importance of getting enough rest and eating well and just really maintaining their immune system. So I really think it's been kind of a bit of a reset, or maybe a little bit of a reawakening of the importance of your own personal health and the measures you take to protect yourself. I do think, you know, within healthcare, what it has done is it's really promoted, again, and kind of renewed the collaboration amongst community health partners and various teams. We really saw just a really strong team come together here, even within Knox County, through the Knox County Emergency Operations Center, Unified Command brought together all of the right health partners, and I think we've done an excellent job here in this community in really mitigating the risk, and I think those measures will continue, and we've learned a lot from it.
OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center President Lisa DeKeesel joining us here this morning. Yeah, one of the things you kind of touched on there, I think maybe one of the biggest problems out of this is going to be a lot of people's mental health. This is not, especially those, the stay-in-place order and those that are just, that don't have anybody else and are alone and you know, maybe their only contact, those, whether they're in a nursing home or what. I mean, this you got to do what you can to try to help those people out. And again, I guess, and not forget about yourself is kind of what you were saying.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We know the situation has really challenged people's resiliency, and we do encourage people to pay attention to their own mental health and that of their loved ones. This certainly has been just a stressful time, a lot of isolation, anxiety. We certainly have seen that here within our own walls with our patients. And really wrapping those behavioral health resources around them. We here at OSF are very proud of our program we have called OSF Silver Cloud, which is a free online digital platform, and really it focuses on helping to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. It's actually backed by a live support person, so should someone need that live chat or that live connect, we have live support persons that will connect and will help to even direct to resources that are available. And, so OSF Silver Cloud, really, we have seen an increased utilization of that tool, which is really not surprising, but good to see that people are reaching out to connect with the resources that are available.
Yeah, pretty amazing what technology is doing today, of course, like with the kids in school, the remote learning and all that. But you guys have really been able to take advantage, and it's getting more and more that, even remotely having a doctor look in on you or talk to you, and that's, I guess that's an example with the OSF Silver Cloud.
Yeah, absolutely. OSF, I joined OSF in November of last year, and it's been an interesting start, but such a wonderful experience because OSF is so committed to their patients, communities, and all of us as a team. And what we've really learned to do at OSF is how to quickly remove obstacles that were standing in the way of innovation and just really have propelled that and rapidly figured out ways to connect with our patients to deliver healthcare where and when they need it safely and really at a level they're comfortable with. And I think that's just really impressive at the agility of the OSF healthcare organization to really stand up those innovative platforms. And I'm really proud to be a part of that team.
Lisa DeKeesel, President of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. I know it's the first time we've had you on the air since you've been in this position. Tell us a little bit about your background and your journey to where you're at now.
Sure. I really just feel really blessed to be here at OSF. And I originally was in working out of Geneseo at Hammond Henry Hospital as vice president there. I'm a nurse by background. I have a Master of Jurisprudence in Health Law, and really my passion is rural healthcare. I really am passionate about ensuring access to just a full, broad range of healthcare. I believe our rural communities want to receive care where they are and stay local. I believe that's what St. Mary Medical Center is all about, is really truly being that intermediate hub for our rural community here. Galesburg is just an amazing community who's truly supportive of their healthcare providers and all of their local businesses, and it's just a great community to be a part of. This was a great opportunity for me to really truly serve and really in the passion that I have for rural healthcare. So the opportunity to come to St. Mary Medical Center and live the mission of OSF was really I'm very blessed to have that opportunity to do so.
Lisa, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it. And best of luck as you move forward with this whole thing and getting back to somewhat of a normal life for all of us.
Yes, very much looking forward to that. So thank you so much for the opportunity, Tom, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.